This message was recorded at the Redeemed Christian Church of God Salvation Center, where we're maximizing potential and fulfilling destiny. We pray you'll be blessed as you listen to the following message.
Is where you are, you live in me, you walk through me,
you walk through
where
me.
I am is where you are. Walk through me, Jesus. One more time. With your saints. Thank you for the great grace that is upon us because we are born of God. Father, we thank you for this conference. We thank you for the light you shed in our path since Thursday. And we ask this morning that you grant to our hearts much more light and insight, that every confusion cease, that every contradiction in our mind be solved. Let's see the simplicity and the truth that is found in your Son Jesus. And together as a church, let us behold Jesus, your Son, as he sees us in him. He is glorified and we are edified. Amen. Hallelujah. Before you sit down, can you once again appreciate Pastor Koye and Pastor Joyce and the entire leadership of the church? Thank you. You have your seat. Amen. Matthew's Gospel 16. If you were not here from Thursday, I guess you can get the teaching and be blessed. Matthew's Gospel 16, verse 12. Matthew's Gospel. If you have to go to table of contents, that's serious. You know, some folks who say, Abba cook. You say, Abba what? Abba Father. Matthew 16 and 13. When Jesus came unto the coast of Caesarea Philippi, he asked his disciples, saying, Who do men say that I, the Son of Man, am? And they said, Some say thou art John the Baptist, some Elijah, others Jeremiah, or one of the prophets. And verse 15, he said unto them, But who do you say that I am? And Simon Peter answered and said, Thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God. And Jesus answered and said unto him, Blessed art thou, Simon Barjona, for flesh and blood hath not revealed it unto you, but my Father which is in heaven. Verse 18, And I say unto thee, Thou art Peter, and upon this rock I'll build my church. And the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. And I'll give unto you the keys of the kingdom of heaven. And whatever things you bind on earth shall be bound in heaven. Whatever things you lose on earth shall be loosed in heaven. Praise the Lord. And we have been looking at this important truth about Jesus. We said, first and foremost, that the revelation that came to Peter was not an experience. It was basically, I'm just going over what we have been saying since Thursday, was basically faith. In the gospel, faith in the Old Testament, faith in the scriptures. Luke's Gospel 24, 25, where Jesus met those folks on the road to Emmaus, one of them was Cleopas. He said, O fools and slow of heart, to believe all that the prophets have spoken, ought not Christ, verse 26, to have suffered these things and to enter into his glory. And verse 27 says, And beginning at Moses and all the prophets, he expounded to them in all the scriptures the things concerning himself. In verse 44, where he met a larger audience, he says to them in verse 44, These are the words which I said to you while I was yet with you, that all things must be fulfilled, which were written in the law of Moses, in the prophets, and in the Psalms concerning me. Verse 45, Then he opened their understanding that they might understand the scriptures. So when you understand the scriptures, you will see Jesus as the promise of the Old Testament. And so we said that the entire Genesis to Malachi, the reason for it is about Jesus. It's a promise. It's a book full or filled with promises about Christ. So when Peter made that statement, he was affirming faith in what the prophets have said. And we said, what's revelation? Revelation is an attitude. If you are wise and prudent in your eyes, God's word is not revealed unto you. Matthew 11:25. God's word is only revealed to babes, an attitude of innocence. When you know, then you don't know him. When you don't know, then you know him. Praise the Lord. And so we established all of that. Now we also mentioned that in the four Gospels, Jesus was called the only begotten Son. John's Gospel 1:14, John's Gospel 1:18, John 3:16. He's called the only begotten Son. But in the epistles, he's called the first begotten from the dead. Colossians 1:15, Colossians 1:18, Romans 8:29. He's called the firstborn amongst many brethren. And also believers, of which we are one, are called sons of God. Behold what manner of love the Father has bestowed on us, John 3:1, that we should be called the children of God. Verse 2, beloved, now are we the sons of God. Romans 8:14, as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. Verse 15, for we have not received the spirit of bondage again to fear, but the spirit of adoption, hereby we cry, have a father. But the Spirit bears witness to our spirit that we are the children of God. If you're children, then you're heirs, joint heirs together with Jesus. So we said, what's the difference? What happened? Why was he called the firstborn, the only begotten in the four Gospels, and then it's called the firstborn? Because between that those two events was the cross. He died, he rose again, then he became the firstborn amongst many brethren. And I explained what the firstborn means. Firstborn is not number one child, then what number would you be? Firstborn means model. That is, because he died and rose again, all right, and he rose from sin, he rose from darkness, he rose from death, he becomes the model. So every other fellow who is saved by the gospel has the same stuff, the same quality as the firstborn has. So Jesus is the firstborn. That means he reflects who the believer is. When we see him, he's the mirror of the believer in Christ today. Can I have an amen? Amen. Now notice in Matthew 16, as soon as Peter said, you are the Christ, the Son of the living God, Jesus says, you are blessed. And I said to you that there's no place in the four Gospels or in the epistles where blessed or blessing is used for anything material. The blessedness of revelation, the blessedness of salvation, the blessedness of persecution, the blessedness of giving and being a blessing to others are the things blessing or being blessed are used for in the scriptures for believers. Now, as soon as he said that, blessed art thou, Simon Bar-Jonah, verse 17. Look at verse 18. And I say also unto you, thou art Peter, and upon this rock I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. And I will give unto you the keys of the kingdom of heaven. And whatever things you bind on earth shall be bound in heaven, and whatever things you lose on earth shall be loosed in heaven. Which means, when the revelation of Christ comes to you, automatically there's a revelation of who you are. Knowing Christ eventually is knowing who you are, because he's the firstborn from the dead. So when we see Jesus, we see the believer in Christ. And we said that yesterday. He said in that day, John 14:20, you will know I am in my Father, and I am in you, and you are in me. And we said that's identification. The moment you believe the gospel, you are found in Christ. In other words, his death becomes yours. His burial becomes yours. His resurrection becomes yours. And as he ascended to the right hand of the Father, you are also found there. Can I have an amen? Amen. You know, just like Pastor Joyce led us to pray in the morning, the Ephesians prayer, Ephesians 1:16-17, he says that the eyes of your understanding be enlightened, that you may know what is the hope of his calling, and what is the glory of the riches of his inheritance in the saints, and what is the exceeding greatness, verse 19, of his power towards what who believe, according to the working of his mighty power. So a believer has no reason praying for power. Because Paul is saying, if you pray and your eyes are open, you will see the exceeding greatness of God's power towards you. Praying for power is like being by the river and saying you are thirsty. Allow me to use that phrase. Or saying, well, I need water. That means you are not seeing something, or you doubt. So if a believer is praying for power, it means he doubts what God has done in Christ. You don't pray for power. You don't pray for the Spirit of God to come to you. That's a lot of ignorance. Because the moment you are born again, he says, I will not leave you comfortless. I will come to you. He said, I'll pray the Father. He will give you another comforter, John 14:16, that he may abide with you forever. Verse 17, even the Spirit of truth whom the world cannot see because he sees him not, but you see him, for he dwells with you and shall be in you. Now, if Jesus said that, and we believe in him, then we know the Spirit of God is where? In us. Hence, when Paul wrote in 1 Corinthians 3:16, says, know ye not that you are the temple of God and that the Spirit of God dwells in you? In 1 Corinthians 6:19, says, know ye not that your body is a temple of the Holy Ghost, which you have of God, not of your own? Says, you are bought with a price. So as a believer, you don't pray those kind of prayers. Oh, Holy Spirit, Holy Spirit, I let me say another one. Anointing, fall on me. Now that's not a scriptural song, because 1 John 2:20 says that you have an unction from the Holy One and you know all things. 1 John 2:27 says the anointing you received of him abides in you. So where's the anointing? It abides in you. The believer is what God says he is. Say, I'm what God says I am. Say it like you mean. I am who God says I am. I have what he says I have. I can do what he says I can do. It's not humility to not believe God's word. Say, well, you know, I don't want to be proud. I don't want to say I have the Holy Ghost. No. You, that's actually doubt. And no father is proud when you doubt his words. God said to you that you are the temple of his Spirit. Be bold to say it. Hallelujah. Be bold to say it. Be bold to say who you are. Be bold to say what you have. Jesus walked on the face of the earth using the phrases, I am, so often that folks got angry. I am. He didn't say, I will be. He always said, I am. I am the bread of life. I am the way, the truth, and the life. They got angry. And the angrier they got, the more he said it. Hallelujah. So you have to say God's word in the face of apparent contradictions. Jesus did the same. You have to take God at his word. If you are saved, say, I'm saved. If you are justified, say, I'm justified. So Paul, in Philemon 6, quickly, he writes to a fellow, Paul, Philemon 6, and the fellow's name is Philemon, so that means the personal letter. And he's praying for Philemon, and he says that the communication of your faith may become effectual by much attending church. No. It's good to attend church. You should be in church. That the communication of your faith may become effectual by serving in church. No. That the communication of your faith may become effectual by a lot of fasting. No. Fasting is scripture. Believers fast. Prayer is scripture. Believers pray. But what makes believers effective is not activity. It's knowledge. It's knowledge. Some folks serve a lot, and they serve a lot, and they are serving sometimes out of guilt. Like, you know, I've been very bad. I was a bad old before I got born again. So let me be serving to pay God back. So I'm serving and serving. Maybe they miss a time of prayer and say, I was supposed to pray at 5. It's 5:05. Hi! My name has been removed from the book of life. The way the book of life is in people's minds, it should have been torn to pieces by now. They will erase it today. They will put it back tomorrow. They put pencil. The erasers have been used. You know, but it's not like that. It says the communication of your faith becomes effective when you acknowledge what? Your past. Every good thing which is in you in Christ. Hallelujah. Every good thing which is in you, which is in Christ. I said, well, you know, naturally I'm choleric. I'm phlegmatic. I'm sanguine. I said, where did you get that from? The psychologist told me. My doctor told me. Okay, what did God say? Hallelujah. God is here to give birth to a choleric son. All his sons are like Jesus. Hallelujah. You don't have an anger problem. You have a knowledge problem. Anger is the work of the flesh. Self-control is the fruit of the spirit. And you are born of the spirit of God. You are the temple of the Holy Ghost. Some years back, I think 95 or 6, a man told me that, well, he has a problem with his wife. I said, what is it? I always feel like beating her. No, this is Nigeria. Okay, so. Unless you ask for the name. So I always feel like meeting her. Said, I'm praying God should give me the grace and the patience. I said, sir, when did you get born again? He said, 1968, September. I said, which day? He said, it was a Sunday. I said, that day was when you got all the patience you needed in your life. You can't be more patient than you are now. God gave you his own patience. The fruit of your spirit is the fruit of the Holy Ghost living in you. You only need to acknowledge that. All along you have been saying, I have an anger problem. You know, my family, the way we are, all of us in our family. You know, my grandfather, my great-grandfather, my great-great-grandfather, you know. What about acknowledging your family in Christ? My heavenly Father is kind. Jesus, the firstborn, is kind. And so am I. Hallelujah. What about saying that so often? See, wrong thinking produces wrong believing. Wrong believing produces wrong speaking. And wrong speaking will produce wrong actions. You said it because that was what you were thinking. And you believed it. You believed that, well, you know, naturally, women are very emotional. Naturally, you know, women can be very sensitive. Women can be walking in the flesh. No. You say, in Christ Jesus, there's neither male nor female. Galatians 3:28. In Christ Jesus, there is no female spirit or male spirit. No, you didn't have female Holy Ghost and male Holy Ghost. You have the Holy Ghost. Walk in the spirit. Hallelujah. Don't give occasion to the flesh. Don't listen more to psychologists than you listen to God's word. God's word is your psychology. Hallelujah. I am who he says I am. I can do what he says I can do. You see, if two people in a relationship, in a marriage, if they walk in the light of who they are in Christ, there can't be a divorce. There can't be a separation. No, there can't be. Because love is the way to victory. Love is the victory of the believer. Love will always win. Praise God. Somebody somewhere is not forgiving someone. Someone somewhere is not gentle about what the other person is doing. If we will act in God's word and do what God did to Israel when he said, I am an ever committed husband to a wife. And the wife, in this sense, was a backsliding Israel. That means that if we walk in love, if we walk in love, and love is our nature. Love is the reflection of the Father. Amen. 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 Say, love is my nature. You said it so slowly that you were not sure. Say, love is my nature. You know, if you ask some believers, hold your head. Say, oh God, oh God, oh God, see my case, intervene. Give me this. They will shout. But when you say, well, say love is my nature. Say, love is my nature. You know why? They are not too sure. Say love is my nature.
Love is my
nature. Say the Holy Ghost,
the Holy Ghost
lives in me.
Lives in me.
The nature of God,
the nature of God
is the Holy Ghost.
The Holy Ghost.
So my nature is the nature of God. Naturally, I do the will of God. Naturally, I walk in the Spirit. Naturally, I walk in love. I don't get angry. Say like you mean, say,
I don't get angry.
Because I don't walk in sin. I have self-control. I am gentle by nature. I'm patient by nature. I'm joyful by nature. I'm kind by nature. This is who I am. I acknowledge this in Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 See, the world doesn't tell us what to do. We are born of God. 1 John 5:4, we have overcome the world. We are not of this world. We are found in Christ Jesus. People may be doing some things in your family, maybe in your town, your village, your country. But you know what? You are in that holy nation. You are in that chosen generation. Your race is found only in God. Hallelujah. See, when we say genealogy, our genealogy goes like this. The Father and Christ. the Father and Christ. Someone said, what about after Christ? I am in Christ. Hallelujah. That's our genealogy. So if you want to trace your genealogy and say, what's in my genes? What's in my DNA? You look into Jesus. You look into the Father. Hallelujah. You acknowledge every good thing that is in you in Christ Jesus. Praise God. Well, last you acknowledge that. You know, some folks wake up in the morning. So when I wake up in the morning and my heart is filled with pain, how can a Christian start his day like that? Glory to God. You start your day and say, you know, I am the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. As he is, so am I in this world. The Holy Ghost lives in me. It gives direction to my mind. There's no confusion in my mind. I know what to do. I know where to do. I know what to do. I know how to go about things. I'm not confused. John 8:12. Jesus said, I'm the light of the world. He that follows me will not walk in darkness. So I say, I don't walk in darkness. I don't walk in darkness. I don't walk in confusion. Imagine starting your day like that. Praise God. Starting your day like that. You know, the next thing, you're not likely going to take an offense with someone because you have spoken God's word. Learn to put God's word on your mouth so often. So often. You know, I said earlier, wrong thinking produces wrong believing. Wrong believing produces wrong speaking. And wrong speaking will produce the wrong results. Some of us have heard the wrong things, the very wrong things. There was a woman one time. She came to a pastor to pray for her. That the devil has done this. He had done the devil. She didn't mention Jesus once. So I want you to pray for me. So the man of God said, let's pray. And held her hands. Say, Father, in the name of Jesus, I thank you. She still kept quiet. And I said, Satan, say, ha, don't let him hear you. There are folks like that. Really, I told you yesterday, the number of times where you have Satan, demons, sin, and sinned in scripture is less than 200 times in the New Testament. And you have Christ mentioned 660 times plus. That means if you have a sermon, if you hear a sermon, and they mention Satan so much, it's not from the scriptures. The emphasis of the scripture is Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. And his victory over Satan. His victory over sin. His victory over sickness. Hallelujah. And that's where I'm found. So as a believer, you put the word of God on your lips. We've heard God's word since Thursday and all that. You know, some always say, well, I have a great time. That was a great time. Thank you, sir. I was blessed. I was so blessed. I was blessed. Oh, Rema. Oh, word. Tell them. Preach it. You know. See, that's of no use. It's only of use when you step out of the church. And then on Monday, you put the same truth on your lips. And say, well, I am in Christ Jesus. Sin has no power over me. Romans 6:14. It says, sin has no dominion over me. So naturally, I don't live by sin. I live by God's word. Hallelujah. You know, on a Tuesday, you say the same thing. You say, well, the life of God is in me. The Spirit of God is in me. He gives direction to my mind. I may not have grasped it totally what he wants me to do, but I'm sure I'm not in confusion. Romans 8:14, I'm led by the Spirit of God. That's when God's word begins to work in your daily life. It's not when you hear the word, you know, in the service and you say, yes, oh, hallelujah. You know, glory to God, hallelujah. Then on Monday you say, hey, see my life. Oh, see my life. You know, really, it's what you say after the service is what really will work. That's what really you believe in. But when you put the word of God, not just something you sing after service, but something you say often. You know, we sang some songs earlier on. One of them, we sang, I am a chosen generation. Say, I know who I am. I'm walking in power. Some of us, just excitement. When it's time to say it, when you are faced with apparent defeat and circumstance of life, then you say, ha, Pastor Koi, speak a word about my life, sir. Speak a word about my life. No, you have heard the word on Sunday. Hallelujah. It's time for you to speak that word for yourself. Glory to God. Amen. Hallelujah. The Holy Ghost is in you. God didn't put pastors to tell us what to do in life. He put pastors to teach us how to find out. Hallelujah. And pastor has been doing that. That's why he teaches you God's word. So that on a Monday, you put the word on your lips. And say, you know what? I am God's son. I'm God's son. As he is, so am I in this world. Therefore, I don't have anger problems. I see, believers are not candidates for anger management classes. No, we don't have such things. We don't have such things. We are doers of the word. We are doers of the word. We are doers of the word. James 1:16. Do not hear my beloved brethren. Verse 17. Every good gift and every perfect gift from above, that from the Father of light, with whom there is no variableness and a shadow of turning. Of his own will, verse 18, begat he us with the word of truth, that we should be a kind of the first of his creatures. Verse 19. Therefore, my beloved brethren, he says, be slow to speak, swift to hear, slow to speak, slow to wrath. For the wrath of man walks not the righteousness of God. Verse 22. 21. Sorry. Laying apart all freedom and spirit of nothingness, if you bring this, they don't always live to so. Verse 22 now says, be ye doers of the word and not hearers only, deceiving your own selves. That word, deceiving your own selves, is like somebody who's acting drama. You know, if I told you to come and act drama now, say, come and act Bill Gates, that's the richest man in the world. You will now come. You say, yeah, send $1 million to Shego Noyinka there. I'll take it. Say, send $10 million. You know, it's drama. That's drama. Then after the drama, you now go outside. We have finished church. You are still acting like Bill Gates. You know we should pray for you. That's drama, okay? Now, you see, when a believer is not doing the word of God, he's acting drama. He's not acting like who he is. You see, when you get angry and curse someone, that's not who you are. You are just acting a drama. That's not who you are. When you get into a fight and, you know, that's not who you are. You are God's son. What you just did was that you were pretending. The real you is a son of God. The real you is born of the Spirit of God. James says, be ye doers of the word, and not hearers only, deceiving your own selves. If any be a hearer of the word, he says, likened unto a man that beholds his natural face in the mirror, straightway goeth his way, forgets the manner of man he was. But whoso looks into the perfect law of liberty and continues therein, not being a forgetful hearer, but a doer of the work, the same man is blessed in his deed. In other words, God's word becomes fruitful only when we remember it and when we act upon it. How do you act on the word? Primarily by speaking. Primarily by speaking. There is no doer of the word that is not first a speaker of the word. Put the word first on your lips. How do you identify yourself? What do you call yourself? See, you are primarily and most importantly who God says you are. Say it so often. How is your day being? Say, blessed. How are you today? Say, perfect. So, I mean, real life. Yeah, perfect. No, I get the spiritual part. I'm saying real life. Say, perfect. I'm found in Christ. Say, well, there was a fellow who came to me and asked for counseling. He said, sir, I don't know what to do. That's why I came. I said, go back. When you know what to do, let's talk. He came the second day. He probably thought I didn't hear the first time. He said, I don't know what to do, sir, like I said yesterday. I said, also like I told you yesterday, when you know what to do, let's talk. The third day, he now has sense. He said, sir, actually, I know what to do. I said, now, let's discuss. Don't start from the negative. Start by first affirming God's word. The sickness on your body, say, well, by the power of God, I'm healed. The pain is there, but you affirm the reality of God's word. Just like Abraham, the Bible says he called the things that be not as though they were. That means there will be things staring in your face like this. You look at God's word is something else. You look at what you see something else. But you put God's word over the facts. You say, I am who he says I am. I have what he says I have. Hallelujah. Greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world. Hallelujah. That is who I am. That is who I am. That's what I have. Some years back, I was diagnosed with an incurable sickness. That was the second time actually in 9 years. That was 2001. So the doctor told me, he said, you know, this thing, you have to manage it the way it is. And all that. I said, I'll be fine. He said, did you hear what I said? I said, I'll be fine. He said, you don't understand what I'm talking about. I said, no, you don't understand what I'm talking about. So I went and, you know, took the word of God. 2 weeks I gave him, but I didn't go back in 2 weeks. I wasn't too sure then. I took God's word, just meditated upon it for a while. I just said, this is who I am. I saw myself living in victory. About 4 weeks after I went back, they did all the checks. The man looked at me again. And then they went back. I knew the victory was mine. I knew it was mine. I put the word of God on my lips. See, you have never found a defeated believer before. I've only seen believers that did not know they had the victory. You cannot be defeated. Hallelujah. You are born of God. You are born born of God. You are born of God. Satan has no hold over you. The Spirit of God walks in you. You are not confused. You know what to do. You know the decision to make. God's Spirit leads you now. Don't say, what should I do? Say, well, God is leading me now. I'm finding out His plan and purpose for my life. And I will not walk in darkness. I won't walk in confusion. I'm who He says I am. I have what He says I have. And I can do what He says I can do. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Be bold on who you are in Christ. Be bold on what God has given to you. Like I said, I'll close on this. Humility is actually accepting what God says. When you refuse it, you are proud. Glory to God. Glory to God. Say, I accept and I acknowledge the word of God. I am who He says I am. I am the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. Sin has no power over me. Fear has no power over me. As He is, so am I in this world. I walk in the Spirit. I don't fulfill the lust of the flesh. I am led by the Spirit of God. I don't walk in confusion. I take the right decisions. I walk in God's plans and purpose for my life. I am not giving nor yielding to intimidations or temptations. I am over the world. I am over the world. I have overcome the world. I am born of God. 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 Woo! Glory. I am born of God. Glory to God. Say, I am born of God. I am born of God. Nothing shall by enemies hurt me. Say, nothing shall by enemies hurt me. Glory to God. Stand to your feet. Lift your hands. Give Him praise. Thank Him. Thank Him. Thank Him. Well, if you have any pains on your body, any sickness, put your hands there. We have just 1 minute or thereabout. But it's long enough to be healed. That 1 minute is long. Put your hands wherever there's any pain or sickness. Well, maybe it's a kidney disease. Maybe it's a liver condition. I actually saw kidney disease and liver condition. Lift your hands. You have a kidney problem, a liver problem. Lift your hands. Put your hands down. I saw it there. Well, you know what? You're healed. Woo! You're healed. Glory to God. Someone right there, a back condition. Someone there, a back pain. Who? You? No, somebody else, apart from you. You. I pointed to you, actually. You're healed. This is your first time. This is your first time. You're healed. Glory to God. The power of God is working in your body. Amen. Amen. Someone migraine. Second or third row here. Migraine. It's been there. Someone here. Here. Anyone like that. You have a headache. Praise God. Yeah, you're healed. Woo! Glory. You're healed now. Glory to God. Put your hands wherever there's any pain. Glory. Glory, 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 glory. God's power is working. God's power is working. Woo! Healing is yours. Healing is yours. The surgery is not needed again. Yeah. The surgery is not needed again. Woo! That infection is gone. And you're healed. And you're healed. And you're healed. Shout glory! Shout glory! Woo! Lift your hands and bless Jesus. Give Him praise. Glory to God. Thank you. Woo! Thank you.
We hope you've been blessed by this message. We encourage you to fellowship with us here at Salvation Center if you are in the San Antonio area. For more information, visit our website at www.rccgsanantonio.org.